Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Abid El Hassan. That over there is Juju Gotti. That's Black Trey. That's Jason Madison. That's Big Jerv. We got a hell of a show. I don't even know what's on the agenda because I, in my mind, I want to start with something specific based off the last thing that was said before we started recording. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get to the Patreon. You get the extra content, the Rewatchingtons, the special edition Cinephobes, the Discord, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure you are locked in there. All right, let me jump right into it. We're discussing a certain relationship that somebody has, and Jason described it as like dating someone with a disability. And that sparked in my head, you guys have seen this woman. She's got no legs. She's got like, she's a double amputee. She's got the fake legs, but then she's got crazy ass, right? Have you seen this woman? It's always in a gym, like in a locker room. She's like showing you putting on her legs. You're like, wow, yeah, you go ahead and get it, you know, get your fitness. And then she turns around and you're like, damn, where did that come from? And then she'll slap it and it'll jiggle and all that. Dog, I finally found her page after literally months.
It's a sick search.
Like, because every time it's like an aggregator site and they never tag her, and I'm like, y'all are nasty for that shit.
What do you search?
I know he searched, but he can't tell that. When
he said finally found, it like clicked in my mind, like, that means this has been like a Indiana Jones.
Dog,
like,
that's exactly what I was going to say.
What was the first thing? Can you say the first thing you typed in or no?
I cannot, but I can tell you it was some Indiana Jones shit. Like when I saw it, I like rubbed my beard and shit, and I looked and I got a bag of sand and I was like, let me, you know what I'm saying? And then a boulder came rolling out after that, but found her. Dog, and tell me why her profile page, she's got like the pride flag, and I'm like, that's okay, that means we're all allies, right? But then her bio, her first word instead of the bio was like, I could not be any gayer, basically. Like, she like double and tripled that before. She said, I'm a fitness model, I'm a this, I'm a like, this is my charity, with none of that shit. She started with like, all y'all hornball niggas, save all them DMs. I am strictly for the money.
She doesn't have any. She doesn't have any legs. That's her thing.
Double.
I don't think I know this person that you're talking about.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I don't think my algorithm's reading the same stuff your algorithm.
I think I've seen
her
before.
Yeah, algorithms outside. I see. Maybe I'm not as outside as I thought I was.
I'm only familiar because I remember niggas is like, it's the caption says when you see it. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas only see the body and don't see miss the part of the legs part. You know what I'm saying?
Is this a test for like niggas' horniness meter? Is this the actual official test right here?
Yeah, it's the horny level.
But how is that a test? Why can't legless women be attractive?
I'm saying
misogynistic test.
I'm saying if you've seen this.
No, if you've seen it,
that means.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to me, bro.
Let me make sure I heard you correctly, though, Trey, because I'm sensing big cap here, but I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. You're saying that you only remember this because of the caption or whatever? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, why would I go looking for her? She's not my type.
What's your type?
The defense rests.
Hey, I like them. I like the pretty face, man. You know, they can be slim.
Her face.
No, I'm saying, but I like the slim good.
I know what you're mean. That's not what you want to remember.
Oh, no.
That's the thing. She is slim. That's the crazy part. Because when maybe you think about a different one.
I seen the one with the joint, like with the, you know, she. Here's that motherfucker was.
My point. My point is being proved. My point is being proved. This is not, you do not only just remember this because of the caption, my nigga. Your algorithm has said. Horny at this point in time.
My Twitter, algorithm is, hey,
you know I'm friends with you on Instagram, right? And you DM me sometimes. Okay,
of course, but this is also a nigga who don't like nothing. I don't like anything, so I can control my algorithm. I don't really be spending time on shit. You get what I'm saying? If I was liking shit like Twitter, I'll literally open up a profile, click the like who what they look like, and then go back. And now it served me nothing but baddies. And I'll be looking like, okay, she got 4,000 followers. But if you click that URL of Instagram, that just say 70,000, 126,000, 252,000. They just not lit on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So you be looking and be like, okay, what is her? Like, honestly, if I was to DM this person, how would this conversation
speak
go?
On it.
And you know how this conversation going to go. You got to pay the BB tax. You gotta pay the BB tax.
Let me say this the right way.
Good guys,
call it like squares. Is that still the cool way to say it?
Yes.
People might not know what you mean. Yeah, there's some good guys out here.
I'm a square.
I promise.
I'm a square. I didn't even know what you meant. I was just
looking for love, to be honest with y'all.
All right, I'm about to have baseball caps for the rest of the show.
So the BB tax. So the BB tax is the bad bitch tax, right? So BB tax is the bad bitch tax, right? Shout outs to the bad women, right? But the BB tax comes with the territory. You already see there's highlights of travel. Shout out to young women that love travel as a pastime, right? But you see nothing but five-star restaurants, right? There is a certain pattern in this situation. And shout out to the women that know what they want in life.
Right. They got amazing. They got the NIL deals out here, Trey. They got the NIL deals out
here. So at the end of the day, before you even pursue these women, understand your level or your expense. You know what I mean? Before you even think that you could even play, because it's a it's playing in the NBA and it's playing, you know, overseas B level. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand. If you're ready for the league, your jumper wet, you got to pay the BB tax.
So many have thought they were ready for the league and found out that they might have left
college. I thought I was ready for the league.
Rather early.
I thought I was ready for the league.
Look at Trey.
I played a good 2 seasons.
Trey, you on some Sean Marks shit, man. They're going to be like, that nigga was in the league? Like, yeah, probably like 2 seasons. Like, nah, like 15.
Right. He was really deep.
Just hanging on the peripheries. He was there, though.
Hey, yeah, I played a little
bit. Let me ask y'all, do y'all mess with the apps at all?
With the dating apps?
Yeah. Instagram?
So,
I ain't never played in the league nor messed with the app.
Listen, Jason, I literally just tweeted about the dating apps, right? And I said, it's so crazy because my friends, especially in New York, how they were explaining it. They were like, yo, it's hard to meet a woman. I work all the time. But I said, hard to meet a woman? Nigga, this, you know, it's women everywhere, right?
New York City.
But I guess to the qualities of what niggas is wanting, right? And it's still hard because you have to give 3 to 5 pictures, right? Then you got to be witty with these pictures.
Right.
That means
the caption game better be
strong. If you don't like what these three pictures, that means you picked your three best pictures that you thought was dope.
Right.
That you thought was dope, not that they thought was dope. Your three best pictures that you thought was dope. And then all of a sudden, I'm passing to you and me. You mean to tell me that I'm not funny enough and these three pictures aren't good enough, so you're going to swipe left on me? Damn. I don't like them chances, bro. Cause I'm dope in real life. Right. My homies are dope. No, but my homies are dope in real life. I'm going to co-sign Juju. I'm gonna co-sign Jason. I'm gonna co-sign Jerv and Amin. Like, my niggas is dope. You can't dictate how dope my niggas is off of fucking three pictures. No. And you're not gonna screenshot my nigga profile and put it in the group chat and be like, this nigga. Or that's another thing too, because think about if you slashed a couple joints in the city. The girl that hates you, screenshot your shit and drop it. Like, girl, look at him. He corny. I don't like that. I don't like it. I mean, you raise your hand, I'll pass it to you.
So I notoriously don't like the apps, never use the apps, whatever. One of my homies was like, dog, you got to get on the apps. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? Which app? Bumble. This said I didn't use any of them. So
that's the horniest one, though.
Tinder is the horniest one because Tinder's wild.
I have an app store, but I'll let you go, dude.
Let me put it this way: I downloaded Tinder, I contracted the HIV virus, and then I erased it immediately. I was like, no, just downloading it on my phone, I felt filthy, right? But like Bumble, I was like, all right, let me do this. He said, yo, man, like I'm smashing every other week. As soon as I signed up. Like my shit was flooded with the requests and shit. Like he's like, yo, you'll be great. Don't worry. All right, sent up there. And like Trey said, got 1, 2, 3, 4 pictures in there, a couple witty shits. But all right, cool, let's do this, right? Week goes by, 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by. Man, I'm swiping right on people. I'm not getting because on Bumble, if you swipe right on somebody, they gotta swipe right back, and then she has to start the conversation. You can't initiate. Okay. So I'm getting nothing. Nothing.
That's vulnerability too, by the way.
I'm like, I don't know anybody. This is my first time on this shit. So I'm like, maybe this is how this shit is, right? So my homie's like, how's it going? Like, are you swimming and drowning in pussy, whatever? I'm like, nah, man. Like, I haven't gotten any matches. He's like, what are you like? Are you like mad discerning? I'm like, no, man. I feel like I swipe right a lot, but like no one's matching with me. So he's like, Let me see your profile.
Of course, this nigga's a pro. He gonna adjust the set.
Yeah, like, damn, bro, how are those waves treating you, bro?
No, yeah. So he's like
it's dry over here, baby.
How many? He told me like, how many pictures did you have on there? I said, man, I like 4 or 5. He's like, all right, let me see what you got. I showed him my phone, and this nigga was like, nigga, what are you doing? Because this was my main picture.
Bro, are you crazy for that?
No, but hold on. That,
I mean, hold on. What was the game plan?
What was the thought process? Here's the game plan. The game plan is, in my mind, I'm like, I am A, reasonably attractive guy, but B, I like to have fun. I don't take myself seriously. I'm not one of these niggas in the gym like this or like, you know, brooding or whatever. I'm a nigga that like to have fun. So listen, so my boy was like, the fuck is this? I'm like, what? He's like, what the fuck is this, man? These hoes gonna think you're not serious. I said, I'm not serious. He's like, they don't need to know that. I said, but I have other pictures of me on set, pictures of me like with my friends and shit. He's like, you think these hoes are scrolling through pictures? It's that first one left, right. That's it, nigga.
Exactly.
That's it.
Bro, you know,
they're not doing the swipe.
You are wild for not like posting yourself on a ESPN set or NBA
Dog,
court.
He ain't trying
to make it hot like that though. Too.
That's I don't want to lead like that, man. I want them to see. Like, all right, okay, okay. Like,
he wants the perks without actually having to like.
Exactly.
But I don't want to. You got to at least put yourself in like a cool bar, nigga. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like,
that was a cool bar.
I will say this.
And that's a low-key, like, a little ayo.
Yo, by the way.
Like, if the woman... Because your lips was a little puckered. It was a little pucker going on.
Nah, you had duck lips?
Can you send that? Can you send that picture to the group chat?
Yeah, send that to the chat.
I just want to be able to see it. I don't know.
No, yeah, whatever.
I'll get y'all a screenshot.
Hey, that nigga gonna get memed.
I'll send it. I'll go fuck, man.
Hey, but the funny thing about it, I remember
the image for this.
Hey, wow, for that, bro.
For the audio audience, literally all four of them niggas facepalm. They all went like this shit from goddamn Naked Gun, where everybody goes.
Because let me explain the picture to y'all. It's a mean and like
Home Alone.
Nah, but it's like it's like a nice like high definition like
well shot.
The background's kind of slightly out of focus. He's got his hands on his face like Home Alone, but his lips are puckered out as if he's about to kiss.
Like a Van Gogh.
No. It's not. No.
Hold on.
No. If you look at the picture, I sent it in the group chat. It's me going, oh, basically.
Okay, let's see.
I was like exclaiming.
I saw a blurry version. No, yeah, this is a pucker.
That's not a
pucker. Oh wow, this is a pucker.
Is that a pucker? Hold on.
That's not a pucker, but it's funny because that's a mean face when he like sees some wild.
No,
shit.
I
that's
get a pucker, the face.
That's the mean face. That's the mean face.
But they don't know a mean.
Yeah, if a lady is scrolling this on a dating app, I mean, she's gonna see this.
I know that. I only know that version because a mean do that shit when he like really stunned. That's a real fucking stunned
meme. I was literally
me
stunned. I remember.
Did you see turtles? You're like, you about to say turtle.
I mean, it's whatever, but like the reality is that's not a pucker. Who got their lips puckered apart, nigga? Oh, like that. Like that
shit
don't
happen. It's not an actual pucker, but it looks it's close.
Also, the hands kind of will give you the context that clearly this nigga's not trying to kiss somebody.
Right. No, like, it's not a kiss.
What was your caption with that? I mean,
right. What was the caption?
What this is.
What was the caption?
I don't
a
even
total stranger
that,
see the shit be like, bro, what?
Is my boy really thought that it was going to scroll?
I thought that's what I did for weeks. I was like, okay.
They not us, bro, in that aspect.
Funniest shit in the world. And this might be the funniest picture in the world.
we shit like this,
my nigga. Listen,
I still love that picture, man. By the way, man, fuck that,
man. Hey, make it your profile picture, bro.
You should make it your profile picture. That would be.
I'll do that shit right now.
To make it
Instagram
less serious.
Or Twitter's dead.
Everywhere, wherever you got.
Everywhere, let the world see.
Shout out to you being a real
Twitter.
Nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
But I feel you, Trey, on the shit because I don't fuck with the apps. It's funny. Those are some of the reasons why I don't fuck with it. But the other side is like, nigga, I just want to get outside. Like,
yeah,
I meet some joints on Instagram and Twitter and all that. But it's like, I like to touch grass, my nigga. Like, I want to see what's in the streets. Like,
this is the wild thing, though, bro. Like, that makes sense, right? But it's a very, how you say, an old mentality.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because they're outside, but when they're outside, it's
they're not receptive.
Outside. It's not the same way where that.
Keep it on Instagram, bro. Instagram is the greatest dating app ever, bro. Just keep it on Instagram.
All you gotta do is just follow, bro.
Just follow.
Everything else will take care of itself.
You know what I mean? Because niggas doing all that paying premiums and shit for extra swipes and shit. Nigga, come on, quit playing, bro.
Dude, well, how they have no knowledge on none of these categories.
How they do it?
And shout out to Twitter, too, because Twitter is right in the runner-up spot on greatest day naps. It's Instagram, then Twitter.
How they do on the cartoons? The niggas will put a box and a stick and put a rope on the stick and then put, like, some food right there. And then when the motherfucker go on, that's what Instagram is right there, man.
Instagram is online shopping, bro. It's online shopping. It is. I'm sorry. Because everybody shopping for something.
I disagree.
Everybody shopping for something, bro. Listen,
bro,
all you have to do
is not nothing.
Juju's algorithm is burnt. That's why. Your algorithm is burnt because he does too much shit. The nigga done mix work too much with his real life. And now all his fucking algorithm is just
on. I don't look at girls on Instagram.
Bro, no, I hate looking at it.
Juju's whole shit is like motherfuckers fighting. Hey, Juju's whole algorithm is niggas fighting at football games, man.
Right. You feel me?
You know what's crazy, though? That shit would still work, Juju. It still would work. Because they're going to find a way, bro.
They're going to find a way, bro.
Because, listen, any little event I go to, I might not even do the shit, but when somebody tag you in that photo, you gonna look in that activity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they might have too much pride to actually say something to you during that time. But when they tag you, when the brand tag you or whoever tag you, like we went to that WNBA shit and one of our photos would have been up and the WNBA posted us, your shit would have been like bloop, 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 and it ain't business. It ain't business.
That should be business, bro.
Come on.
Don't
be business. Juju, you know you get them random likes, my nigga.
I don't, for real. No, bro, I promise to God.
Three likes.
I don't see it enough or the way they got Instagram now, because all your shit come at one block. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I promise. I don't even be seeing. All I see on Instagram is women who do sports, who report on sports, the guys who do this, Adam Schefters of the world, that's the only people that I see.
Oh, I get why you follow them, but I would never follow them niggas.
I feel like it's good though, because I ain't with that. You feel me?
I know.
My whole life,
you gotta see it.
Every juncture of my life, I had one girl. You feel me? So I feel like I ain't never played no dance, man. You feel me? So I ain't never had the option, the Tinder option. I ain't never even. I got beat the fuck up even enrolling. Playing games on Instagram.
We do not promote domestic violence. She beat. We don't. Right, please keep your hands off Juju.
All right, I would have got beat though. You feel me? But yeah, so I ain't knowledgeable on none of these topics. But salute to him.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
And then the Rias, none of y'all... Amin, you never mess with the Rias.
All right, I'm gonna be
No. Like once it started, like I did Bumble and Bumble didn't quite work. Then someone was like Hinge. Hinge.
What, Trey, you was on Raya?
I'm gonna be honest. I was on Raya, right?
Of course, of course.
And once I found out, hold on, I'm
my
frugal.
my boozy nigga got.
No. I'm frugal, bro. Lunch. Once I found out niggas is charging a dub, to be on Raya, get me off there.
No,
a dub a month. Double money, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm not paying, team. I'm not paying for that.
Some niggas pay for pussy.
But no, I was on Raya, right? And I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona at this time. And I'm like, okay, it does proximity.
Right.
So, yeah. Juju, for better explanations of Raya. Raya is supposed to be like the it app where it shortens the connections.
It's the rich nigga app.
Yeah. Okay. They gotta approve you.
Yeah.
And it's either you're rich or you're rich or you like famous.
You're in the know, right?
So everybody on Raya is popping.
Huh?
So everybody on Raya is somebody.
Somebody. Right. Yeah.
That's for the dudes. The girls could be anything as long as you
it's
hot.
Just premium. Yeah, as long as you're a premium.
And, you're hot, you could be.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was on. So when Raya was, when it first really kicked off, you had to be invited. You just couldn't get on. So this shit was even more slim pickings, right? Yeah. So I'm seeing joints and it's like, I know I'm out that range right now because I'm not even about to pay this tax. You get what I'm saying? Right, there's certain joints on there that's like, yo, you just filmed a movie. I'm just not about to do that because I know what type of time this is. I can't even get the reservation. So I'm not even about to be playing these games because you got to be that level. You know what I mean? Where you could be like, oh, yeah, we get no booze tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You know what I mean? Like, I was teaching at that time. So I didn't even have that runway to even just be playing.
That was the trade already up on life by that time.
Yeah, it was one of them joints where I was just chilling. But
this
it was funny
Instacart.
Because. No, I was Instacarting in AZ, bro. I was Instacarting.
Oh, my
fault. You know, I'm still the Whole Foods thug. But it was out of my thing. Now, it's kind of lessened a little bit because a couple people were on there that shouldn't be on there. That's your connection to it. So if there's a star looking for love, now people are using dating apps to connect. They even got Bumble buddies.
Yeah,
you're just looking for friends and shit.
I heard that shit is
that's crazy.
I heard that no, but I heard that shit is just a workaround.
Yeah, of course.
How do you smash someone without telling them you try to smash them?
Oh, that shit be dangerous, John, bro.
Look, when I was in Connecticut, I was on this. I got on this joint called Plenty of Fish.
Oh, this nigga. That is the low. I don't talk to this man no more. Hold on. I don't talk to this man no more. I'm gonna not gonna say his name. But I'm going to tell you the one rare POF story. This is 2012 with me. I'm living. I had just moved to Arizona. I'm sleeping on the homie's couch for a couple of days. My nigga said, yo, you got to get on POF.
Yep.
2K had just came out. So I'm grinding on 2K. My nigga came through thinking everybody was asleep. Of course, not me. I'm playing the game. This bro came through with the old lady, bro. My man was like 27 at this time. Yep. It came through. Lady had the gray hair. No, love is love.
Yeah, love is love.
POF is not love, brother.
But no, POF. I knew what type of time it was on.
Yeah.
So the fact POF that
had
I
categories though.
But the fact that I was supposed. This is when I was working at UPS, by the way. I was supposed to be going to work on the night shift, so he thought he was slick getting this joint in here.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to get like a little.
He knew what he was doing.
but it was the day I had off, so I'm.
Yeah, he miscalculated.
Yep. He miscalculated.
Yeah, he was so sorry,
bro. He came through it. I looked and I said no.
How old, Trey? If you had to really put a number on it, how old?
She had to be 59.
Dog, I'm telling you, man. Like I had a homie. Damn. Same shit, man. That nigga was on POF and. Like the POF niggas, they on like some.
Jer, I'm
locked,
sorry.
Locked and loaded. I am a volume shooter. I am Ricky Davis. I am Monte Ellis. I'm not out here looking for your efficient corner threes and layups. I'm just give me the ball. The shot's going up. They don't give a fuck, man.
What area of Connecticut you were in? So I have to respect this. But,
like middle of nowhere.
I was in Bristol.
That's middle of nowhere.
That's POF. You was trying to be a D-Wade slasher.
Hey.
You're looking for fish.
Let's just let it be clear. There's no disrespect to POF over here, baby. Shit, help me down.
This when I was working said,
that crazy ass little night shift.
Jerv said that shit has categories. Like it's porn. Yeah.
Look, bro. It said.
What are the categories?
Love. Uh-huh. It was looking for love. Looking for like something serious, or it was intimate. It literally said intimate encounters only, my nigga.
That's a hell of a criteria.
How does that go? Now, how does that go? Like you match? Okay, so it's like you went to intimate encounters only, and then it's a John. You pick that John. She got a match back with you. I take it.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Basically,
what's the conversation? Just what time, or do y'all get to know each other, or anything like that?
Or you just got straight to it?
Yeah, like yo, my place or yours, or like how's it work?
It's very much. It's like you do ask like the person's like some. You know, I mean, some people don't ask names.
How
and
do
shit,
you? Like, how do you? Like how do you?
I'm not that thirsty of a nigga, my nigga. Like I'm at least say like, hey, what's going on?
Starter is Bristol.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I definitely wasn't out here rocking with my real. With like, you know what I mean? I was out here with like
what was
abbreviations
your name, bro?
Of names.
Who were?
I can't get. I can't get.
Are you still?
I can't give
out. Are you still going by this alias?
I'm not. No. We still not going by that alias. But
that's that nigga Starbucks name, bro. That's his Starbucks name. He used it in Starbucks name.
I was just trying to blame
you. Who
were you? No, I don't
know. All right, Derp, can you say it? Can you bleep it in the pot?
Nah. Do you know what it was? You still remember?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Say it in Bossanova. Say it in Bossanova.
I know.
It was what? All day. Yo, these streets, my nigga.
Yo, bro, what's wrong? Shouts to bleep. Oh my god.
All right, so okay, so they match with you, and then what do you say? What's your how do you do this shit, man?
Because it's like, it's got to be like an intro outro line. Like,
yeah, no, like, it can't just be like 5 o'clock regular Marriott like, by, you know.
Oh, no, no. See, listen.
Ask for bleep.
I had this thought the other day.
Was it not, was it was it advertised how it was in the picture too, though? That's another thing that I got to ask. Like when she,
I've been lucky in my life. I've never been catfished.
Y'all didn't even let me. Y'all didn't even let me finish my fucking Bumble adventures after I rearranged this shit, man.
Right, right.
That's all. Literally, it's a whole pod episode, bro. A whole pod episode of like either women that don't look like their picture or women that look like their picture but turn out to be like. When I say crazy, I don't mean like, oh yeah, she fun, da da da. And after a while, like she flip out over something like, yo, you really have some temper problem. I'm talking about like from the moment we sat down, 5 words into the conversation, like, this bitch is crazy, man.
That's what I surmised. I mean, without even getting on the pot on the apps, was that if you see bad joints on those apps, they probably crazy as hell. Because like they can't be they can't be the normal joints that you would really want to link with. They on that app,
bro.
Like, and they linking with niggas. They probably got you know what I'm saying. Right. Else it would already be a nigga that's on that. Like real rap, like it would be a nigga that was hounding that if they was really the joint.
Why go pro when you can make all this money in college?
Hey, the fact that niggas be still slashing is be the crazy shit. You know it's still coming, bro.
Yeah, you know.
You know it's coming, bro. And they be wondering, why is she acting crazy? No.
Talking about the crazy aspect. I thought y'all was talking about the taxing aspect.
I'm going to tell you right now, man. I had one chick. I went on a date with her. I was like, on her profile, she said, going to school for hypnotherapy. I was like, boom, I said, literally, say no more. I do not want to continue to text with you. We have to meet in person because I have a million questions. I'm thinking like, this is a great way to get a date on the books, but also like, I do have a million questions. So I'm like, yo, hypnotherapy, like, yo, like that's like going to hypnosis to help people like repress trauma and stuff, right? She's like, yeah. And I was like, wow, man, how'd you get into that? And she said, well, like, I just feel like we've all like lived former lives and like the key to like our happiness in this life is what was in our former lives. I said, now, when you say we live former lives, do you mean like metaphorically we've all lived former lives and you got to, I once was living selling crack and then like I turned my life around, but like the trauma from my crack selling days is still with me now. So like, I said, do you mean like you lived an actual other life somewhere else as someone else died and came back to life? And then she's like, yeah, that one. I was like, oh Lord. I said, have you lived former lives? She said, yes. I was a princess in like the South Pacific. And then also I was like a peasant in medieval France.
Not a peasant.
So which one did you get?
So I was like, okay. And she said like one day she had like this breakdown or whatever, and she thought she was in front of like a tribunal of different spirits, and she asked them why they showed her all her lives. And ever since then it's like helped her, and so she thinks that she can help people through hypnotherapy to tap into those former lives that can help them answer questions.
It was like a gang of former hers that was banging on her. Is that what she was saying?
I guess, man. But I was just like, at this point, I was like, And the waiter said, hey, get you another one. I said, nah, I'm driving. I was like, just the one.
Me turning down a drink, you know, he off it.
That nigga said, nah, I'm driving. Just the one, dog, man.
I mean, look, man, when someone tell you all this, I'm like, how can I take you seriously? How can I ever, like, assume that this shit is gonna work out well, that like someone just told me she had former lives that she remembers and shit, man. I'm like,
right, man. You didn't want to feign to get the dog. There's a
level of like, first of all,
how bad would she had to been for you to do that?
Number one, she was cute. She wasn't like, this ain't like, I'm like, don't risk it all or whatever. Number two. Because, man, like, despite all the whatever, like, it's still a dude and a girl. So, like, you have to, like, you got to work a little to present yourself as a safe option, as not someone
to be feared or be suspicious of. And I was just like, do I want to put in that work and like and have the conversation be dominated by this sort of talk? Nah, not really. You know, just like
right.
And so I was like, oh, that's cool. Da, 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 da. Yeah, oh yeah, no, I can see how that happened. Blah blah blah. Who me? Yeah, I work in media. That I'm like, okay, well, hey, it was great meeting you. Blah blah blah. Uber's here. I'm out. You right. know, and never hit her up, man. I was like, she didn't hit me up either. I think she felt like, yeah.
This, I mean, she got the idea, bro. She got the idea.
She probably already knew before she got there.
Yeah, no, the spirits.
The other spirits.
Yeah, right. They definitely keyed her in.
That's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions, Madam Motherfucker. Shout out to Juju. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Jerv. A reminder, patreon.com/countthedings is where the Patreon is. Why did I want to say paidinfull.com? I have no idea. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you get all that extra content. Shout out Usher in the Super Bowl halftime. I think that's the perfect pick. I saw some other shit they were having out there. I was like, do not have none of this bullshit. We want some real shit. So shout out to Jay-Z. I don't know if he's still doing that shit or did he just do that shit to get that cap heat off of him. But if you're still doing that shit, Hope, thank you for getting us Usher, because that nigga puts on a show. Till next time, stay black, motherfuckers.